Eric, before we go back to our guests, we were talking with Eric Snook from WHMP. Now, one of the things that we had that I just, I came up to the area yesterday and I heard all about them on the air. They're these crazy little wacky wall walkers. Is that the full name?
That's the best name I think you could ever come up with one. These are very interesting, sticky little rubber things. I don't know quite how to describe them. They look like little octopuses. And if you throw them against any kind of a glass surface, like a window or a mirror, they just kind of creep and slither down in the most disgusting way. Great fun, great fun. And the folks over at Friendly's have been getting a first-hand demonstration all afternoon from our friend Bob Berman.
All right, going ahead and putting it up against the window over there, and we will have those for people if they would like to stop by and make contributions this afternoon. Cold, hard cash is welcome, especially in this weather. It will probably be cold. And also, checks. We're not opposed to accepting checks here for the Jimmy Fund. Please stop by. We're at the Hampshire Mall in Hadley. You can't miss us. A lot of activity this afternoon. A fun 50s festival going on, Sidewalk Sale Days. And once again, we can only encourage people to call in their contributions. 586-2721 is the phone number. And for people who might live outside of the Amherst, Northampton, Hadley area, perhaps in Franklin County, 774-2717. And once again, we'd like to repeat that there is a generous offer from the Dream Machine here at the Hampshire Mall. Anybody who makes a cash contribution of $5 here at the mall, if they show their receipt, they will get 4 free games. We, of course, will give you the receipt, so stop by, make a cash contribution of $5 or more, and you've got yourself an afternoon of Space Invaders or any of the other video games over there at the Dream Machine. Greg Adams, you're on.
You think I'm on?
Yeah,
I'm
I thought you were on. Now you are.
All right. I got a few more acknowledgments that I'd like to make. Harold and Phyllis Page made a nice, generous donation in memory of Linda Paddock Weaver. And also here I have another challenge, up challenge here. We've got a challenge for all American Legion baseball teams. This is from Charlotte Bilio of the American Legion. And excuse me? Oh, okay, that's the right way to say it and the wrong way to spell it here on this sheet of paper. We apologize for that, Charlotte. And she has upped her challenge to $40, again, for all American Legion baseball teams. As Charlie and Mark are preparing to have another guest here in a few minutes, I just want to repeat a couple of the other challenges. Challenge pledged by Northampton Motors, all businesses located on King Street. For each business on King Street, Mayor, I don't know if you heard this earlier today when Russ was on, but for all businesses on King Street that make a donation to our radiothon today, and there haven't been all that many of them, and I know that they listen to us because I just know that they listen to us in that neck of the woods, for every donation made, Northampton Motors will donate $5. So if, in other words, if 10 people on King Street, Northampton, made a donation, any of the businesses there, we'd get another $50 from Northampton Motors. There's a good challenge pledge. It's just getting dusty here. I haven't seen an awful lot of the good people from King Street doing such a good job as far as meeting that challenge is concerned. Also, we had a nice challenge from the Final Frontier for any arcade in the area, and as Eric pointed out a few minutes ago, the Dream Machine here at the Hampshire Mall met and beat the challenge of the Final Frontier, and their grand total now is, well, thanks to the $25 challenge pledge made by the Final Frontier and the $30 from the Dream Machine, we've made $55 thanks to those people. And also we have a challenge for from a former bartender in the area to any bartenders and waitresses who are listening. A little extra tip money, perhaps, who knows. It's deductible, and it's $10 for a challenge from former bartenders. Now Charlie Pella is standing by, and he has a new guest. Charlie. You thought you were on.
You're getting me back for last time, right, Greg? We are on, definitely, no doubt about it. It's a privilege to be here this afternoon. Larry Risley is with us. He's from South Deerfield. Risley Limousine Service is the name of the business that he represents. And you made a contribution earlier on to the Greenfield participant, WPOE, and we're happy to have that contribution. Thank you for helping us out. Now, tell us a little bit about your service.
Well, we run a service to the local airports here, Bradley Field, Logan Airport in Kennedy in New York. We do a lot of work with the Centrum in Worcester to rock concerts. In fact, we've got one going down tonight to the Kiss concert.
Marvelous. So people can come up and get a hold of stretch limousines. I presume you've got the full-size limos?
Oh, we certainly do. We've got stretch as well as standard formal limousines.
All right. Now, I know that people would want to contact you for specific rate information. It's a reasonable buy for a night out on the town, right?
It certainly is.
Okay.
Go
going.
The only way to go.
It sure is. Can you tell us more about the contribution? Now, how did that come about this afternoon to the POE part of the Jimmy Son?
Well, we had a limousine run that was going on to Boston, and the profit that was made by this particular run was given to the Jimmy Fund.
All right, man. Once again, Mr. Risley, I thank you for your contribution, and can you make a pledge that you'll be in with us next year on the Jimmy Fund?
We certainly will.
All right.
It's a great organization.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and once again, let's return to Greg Adams.
And, Charlie, as you prepare to go out and demonstrate the wacky wall walkers out there, I want to see you. I want to see you sell a wacky wall walker for the Jimmy Fund right out there at the pavilion at the clothing store right next to where we're located, which is also across from Friendly's. And while you're preparing to do that under that edict, I'd like to say a couple of things. And the first is that the phone isn't ringing enough. We've got a few phones over there, and I wonder how long it's been since any of them rang. Has it been that long? It's been that long. I'm sad. I'm disappointed. 586-2721. Now, Hampshire County people, we're alone right now. And here's our chance to really shine in the final hour and 10-minute hour and 5 minutes of our broadcast. Call us. Pick up the phone. We know you can do it because you've done it so many times before, and you've supported us so very well. It's tight. We understand that. But, you know, we're getting so much closer to finding the cure for cancer. And if you go to the phone right now, just get up out of that easy chair and walk across the room, something that you can do, and you're fortunate because you're healthy, and dial the phone, 586-2721. I know how in an hour and a half after this whole project is done, and we go home, and we are all going to feel very good about a good job that we've done today, raising almost $10,000 so far, that you're probably going to have a little twinge of guilt, and I think you deserve it if you don't go over to the phone right now. 586-2721 is the number here at the Hampshire Mall, and I just heard another phone go. We're just going to keep it up here, 586-2721. When you think about what we're talking about, you're going to be making a call that means life and death. And, you know, it's the people of Northampton, the mayor, I know that you know so many people here in this town. If it's not during your morning walks, I know that you get to wave to an awful lot of people during that. But just doing the job that you do so capably here in Northampton, you get to meet an awful lot of people. I'd like you to ask your friends to, at this moment, pick up the phone and make that call, 586-2721.
Greg, I would hope that they would do just that. We just had an opportunity to talk to young Eddie Trojanowski, I believe the last name was, and he left a check for $10 and got to heft Jim Batten. What a pleasure it is to see a healthy child of farm league or little league age come in and swing a bat and get out there and play ball with the other kids during the good months of the year. And how many children there are with cancer and other diseases that can't do that. And this is such a dreaded disease that we've got to conquer it in some way or fashion. And the only way to do that is with money. And most of us are not medical people. We're not researchers, but we can dig down and give a dollar or $2 or $5, and together we can really make a difference.
Yes, that's so true. You know, it's too bad that when we really beg, that's sometimes the only time that the phone rings, and I'm begging right now, 586-2721. Now we're going to go back outside to Charlie Pellett, who's got about a minute to, that's your challenge for me, is to sell one of those wacky wall walkers for the Jimmy Fund. You have a minute to do so out there at the center of the Hampshire Mall.
All right, thank you very much, Greg Adams. Have a lot of interested onlookers. It's a little red octopus. It's something that's available locally in a couple of stores already. It works very easily. All you do is you take it and you throw it. And we've got our sign outside. It's creeping slowly and then cascading rapidly down the Jimmy Thon sign. They retail for a very reasonable price, and we're here this afternoon to give a bunch of work and get people to contribute to the Jimmy Fund. All you've got to do is take them and lob them, and they work just like that. We are just about to wrap things up as we go back to the Station 4 News. A reminder, we'll continue here on WHMP Northampton in just about 10 minutes.
The fabulous 50s are back at Hampshire Mall along with a fabulous sidewalk sale today. Dozens of fine stores are setting out hundreds of quality items at big sidewalk sale markdowns. Save big and stroll the mall for a look at 50s vintage cars on display. Register for a jukebox giveaway. There'll be a hula hoop contest, and tonight starting at 6, two live bands playing favorites of the 50s. Sidewalk sale today at Hampshire Mall. Be there, and be sure to visit WHMP's Jimmy Fund Radiothon, broadcasting from the mall today with Ken Coleman.
I know arson costs. My job went up in flames because someone figured the insurance was worth more than people's lives. Don't ignore arson. You can't afford it. No one can. It could ruin your life. It ruined mine.
Take action. Get involved by contacting your state or local fire marshal or law enforcement agency. A public service of the Fire Marshals Association of North America and the Insurance Committee for Arson Control.
The big day is finally here. Wellbaum's Food Mart opens its doors Monday at 8 a.m. at 109 Northampton, celebrating the grand reopening of a bigger and better supermarket. Now that the last nail has been driven, the last bright stroke of paint brushed on, and all the new departments are in place, Food Mart says, welcome to our beautifully done-over store. You'll be delighted with Food Mart's bright new look, the newest shopping conveniences, and the many innovations designed to make your shopping a pleasure. Everything is bigger and better. The magnificent in-store bakery, the frozen foods and dairy department, the wonderful bulk produce department, meat, grocery, and new fresh fish departments, all bigger and better. Watch your newspaper and mail for an outstanding grand reopening circular loaded with hundreds of great money-saving specials in every department, plus double manufacturer's coupons all week. Don't miss the grand reopening of the bigger and better Wellbaum's Food Mart this Monday at 8 a.m. WHMP Northampton.
From ABC News, I'm John Grimes. President Reagan's popularity with Americans has hit its lowest point ever, according to a new survey of 700 people taken by Newsweek magazine. Newsweek says only 38% of Americans now approve of the way President Reagan is handling the presidency, 50% disapprove. 49% of those asked think cuts in defense spending should be approached to reducing record-breaking budget deficits, while Newsweek says 27% favor cuts in non-defense areas. On the plus side, for the president, 53% favored the plan worked out to salvage the Social Security system. In his weekly radio broadcast earlier today, Mr. Reagan didn't mention the economy and instead pledged to support legislation to end the practice of abortion on demand. Some 26,000 anti-abortion demonstrators jammed Washington this afternoon to attend a rally protesting the 10th anniversary of the Supreme Court's ruling legalizing abortion. In a Democratic response to the president, though, the economy was the topic. Montana Senator Max Baucus spoke for Democrats.
I urge the president to abandon his hardline opposition to a jobs program. Economics is not religion. People are out of work. We should invest in American ingenuity. And as we invest in machines, we should invest in people, in ideas, in our future. We should tap every ounce of creativity. Today, there are a million unfilled jobs requiring special skills. Business and government should work together to train our people to fill those jobs.
Senator Baucus of Montana. In Pittsburgh, an amalgam of 19 self-help groups formed to help the nation's unemployed met to plan strategy. Among their objectives, a moratorium on mortgage foreclosures, an extension of unemployment benefits, and more jobs. John Dodds is with the Philadelphia Area Unemployment Project.
The more areas are represented, the more of a national presence we have, the more Congress is going to be forced to deal with the reality of the problem, not just the statistics. I mean, we're going to be bringing average working people into their offices from all over the country and state their case and state their problems that we can't find work, we can't pay our mortgages, we don't know where we're going to turn, and we demand some relief, we demand some help.
John Dodds, representing the unemployed in Philadelphia. I'll have more after this.
You can appreciate the texture of silk and cashmere, the difference between an original and a replica.
You're a Western woman.
If you're turned off by sameness and the world of imitations, replicas, and lookalikes,
you're a Western man.
If you welcome new ideas, new friends, new business associates, and yet relish those quiet moments to yourself,
you're a Western woman.
If you think each hotel should be a classic in itself, exciting, in the center of everything,
moving on, moving up, you're a Western man.
When you go anywhere or do anything, it's always first.
And a Western hotel is your kind of place with first-class service everywhere you turn.
First class for a wife, Western hotels.
The Western hotels in Mexico's Galleria Plaza, the Alameda, and the Camino Real. For reservations, call your travel agent or Western hotel.
One day after the Reagan administration recertified El Salvador for continued U.S. economic and military aid, a U.S. fact-finding group has protested gross violations of human rights in El Salvador. The U.S. Fact-finding Commission handed a letter to Salvadoran officials today saying it was appalled to learn firsthand that gross human rights violations continue. Arab diplomatic sources report several nations along the Persian Gulf have alerted their air and naval forces to watch for falling debris, parts of a Soviet satellite, 1402. The Kremlin says the satellite may plunge back to Earth Sunday evening near the Arabian Peninsula, but nobody's really sure where it'll come down. In Rome, Robert O. Miller reports.
Preparations are in full swing here in Italy in case the disabled Soviet nuclear-powered satellite falls on Italian soil. Radio and television are broadcasting warnings to stay away from the radiation-emitting debris and are telling civilians what to do if contact is made with any piece of the satellite. And teams of trained squads are practicing retrieval operations. Last week, the government agreed to pay compensation for property damaged by man-made objects falling from space. Italian Research Council scientists have calculated there is a slim chance the Soviet satellite might land here in Italy. Robert O'Mill, ABC News, Rome.
This is ABC News.
Last night we were late for a movie. Maybe I was driving too fast. Suddenly I saw this white glow about 400 feet up the street. The glow got brighter, so I put on the brakes, and that's when I saw the cat. Her collar was reflecting my headlights. That Hart's collar saved her life for sure.
Protect your dog or cat right now with the Hart's 2-in-1 Plus Nighttime Safety Reflecting Collar, the first flea and tick collar that reflects oncoming car headlights and kills fleas and ticks for 5 months. The Hart's 2-in-1 Plus Reflecting Collar. Now the Hart's flea and tick killer can be a lifesaver too.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm John Grimes.
The Fabulous 50s are back at Hampshire Mall, along with a fabulous sidewalk sale today. Relive the era of tail fin, shabooms, and hula hoops as Hampshire Mall mixes golden oldies with new low prices. Dozens of fine stores are setting out hundreds of quality items at breathtaking sidewalk sale markdowns. Enjoy big savings and stroll the mall for a look at vintage 1950s automobiles on display. Register for a jukebox giveaway. There'll be hula hoop contests and a limbo contest with lots of prizes. Tonight, starting at 6 o'clock, the mall is featuring two live bands, the Cleftones and the Belmonts, playing favorites of the 50s. Bring the family. It's a fun for all. Fabulous 50s, come back to Hampshire Mall today. Be sure to stop in at Hampshire Mall, Route 9 Hadley. Be sure to visit WHMP's Radiothon broadcast for the Jimmy Fund, live from the mall today with Ken Coleman, voice of the Boston Red Sox.
Hi, everybody. Fred Manfred with World of Sports. Well, one of next Sunday's Super Bowl teams has been decided. The other will be determined tomorrow. In Washington today, the Redskins avenge their only loss of the season by beating the Dallas Cowboys 31-17. Tomorrow in Miami, the Dolphins and the Jets will go at it for the AFC crown. In the nation's capital in the NFC title fray, the Redskins earned their first Super Bowl in 10 years by once again playing error-free football, relying on the running of John Riggins, who tallied two TDs and rolled for 140 yards, the throwing of quarterback Joe Theismann, and once again, strong defense. The Cowboys' chances were damaged badly when quarterback Danny White went down late in the first half. He did not return to the game, but reserve quarterback Gary Hogeboom came on to toss two TDs. The Cowboys have now been knocked out of the playoffs 4 years running and have been beaten in the NFC title game three straight seasons. While the long faces prevailed in the Cowboy locker room, the smiles and thoughts of world championship prevailed in the Washington area. The Skins' Jeff Bostic.
Everything's been going good for this team. Our offense has been playing well. Our defense has been playing well for a couple months. And our special teams, Mike Nelms, brings back an 80-yard kickoff return. And all phases of our game right now, I think, are peaking. And it couldn't be at a better time.
So up next for the Skins, as they try to stretch their current win streak to eight straight, is the Super Bowl. And the winner from tomorrow's Jets-Dolphins meeting. College football, the Senior Bowl is over. Mary Foster is on hand in Mobile, Alabama.
The North takes a 14-6 win over the South in the Senior Bowl as Pitt quarterback Dan Marino found the air routes in the second half and fired for two touchdowns. A scrambling Alan Richards pass into the end zone, called back by a penalty. Dana Moore added another field goal for the South, but John Holman's long passes failed to hit the receivers, although the defense pressured North quarterback Tom Ramsey. No more trips to the end zone. Final again, North 14, South 6.
Back with more sports in a moment.
I'm Patricia Neal. Don't we all admire anyone or anything that can fight pain and win? Well, Anacin can fight pain and win. I must say, I never knew how Anacin worked until I met with their research scientists. They told me how Anacin is a pain blocker, how it just stops pain so you can forget about it. When you're in pain, fight back and win with Anacin.
Use only as directed.
Before long, these people will be professionally trained auditors, electricians, surveyors, cameramen, riflemen, meteorologists, computer operators. They'll be trained in one of over 160 good skills. But first, they're earning the title United States Marine. Maybe you can be one of us, the few, the proud, the Marines.
The fourth round of the Bob Hope Desert Golf Classic started out with John Foate holding a two-shot edge.
To see how things are shaping up now in Palm Springs, we call upon Lee Shenov.
A real logjam on the leaderboard, Fred, as four players are within two strokes of the lead as the fourth round winds down. The leader, John Foate, is still playing the back nine at Tamarisk. Foate holds a one-shot lead over Craig Stadler, who's finished his round at La Quinta in three under par. Two strokes off the lead, Ray Floyd and Keith Fergus, both still out on the course. The leader by one stroke, John Foate.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Fred Manfra.
The fabulous 50s are back at Hampshire Mall, along with a fabulous sidewalk sale today. Dozens of fine stores are setting out hundreds of quality items at big sidewalk sale markdowns. Save big and stroll the mall for a look at 50s vintage cars on display. Register for a jukebox giveaway, a hula hoop contest, and tonight, starting at 6, two live bands playing favorites of the 50s. Sidewalk sale today at Hampshire Mall. Be there, and be sure to visit WHMP's Jimmy Fund Radiothon, broadcasting from the mall today with Ken Coleman.
5 o'clock here at WHMP. We're down at the Hampshire Mall in Hadley from the Travelers Weather Service. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of a flurry or two, low teens in the low 20s. Tomorrow, some sleet and snow mixed with rain, possibly some freezing rain as well. The high temperature tomorrow will be in the low 30s. Nice and warm on the inside here at the Hampshire Mall. And before we start talking to some of our distinguished guests this hour, let's bring on over a young man and his little sister. He's from Belchertown, and right before the top of the hour, Greg Adams challenged me to try and sell some of these wacky wall walkers. First of all, what's your name?
Michael Sampson.
And where are you from?
Belchertown.
Okay, and what brings you to the mall today? How come you're down here?
Well, my mom wanted to go walk around and see this, all the stuff.
Okay, can we meet your sister as well? What's your name?
Kyla.
Oh, nice to meet you. And how old are you?
Four.
Well, nice to have you here at the Hampshire Mall. You having a good time today? Good. Glad to hear it. Maybe you can buy her an ice cream cone a little later on this afternoon. She looks like she needs a little bit of cheering up. But listen, you bought one of these wacky wall walkers. First time you've seen one of these?
No, I saw it on PM Magazine.
And tell our listeners and tell some of the younger listeners out there why they're so neat, and just explain precisely what they do.
Well, when you throw them against the wall, they walk down.
Yeah, kind of cool, huh?
They're pretty neat.
Yeah, especially against glass windows. They also work very well.
Well, I've never seen them against glass windows.
And this will probably be one of the first ones out in Belchertown, right?
I guess.
Okay, listen, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for making your contribution. It goes to a real good cause, and perhaps we'll see you down here next year. Have fun with your wacky wall walker, okay? 12 minutes after 5 o'clock here on WHMP, Jimmy Fund. We're raising money this afternoon. It's the Jimmy-thon, 1983, and once again, we are down here, and we would like to encourage callers. It's the most important thing that we're here for this afternoon. We have a lot of people that are taking your calls. 586-2721 is the telephone number in the Amherst, Northampton, East Hampton, Hadley area. For our friends that are calling from Franklin County, who will be listening to us tonight here on WHMP, 774-2717. And without further ado, I would like to introduce an old colleague, and Mr. Joe Fennessy, station manager of WHMP. And Joe, it's good to have you here this afternoon.
Well, it's nice to be here, Charlie, and it's nice of you to give up a couple of your days off, your job at 1010 Winds New York, and come up and help us out with the Jimmy Fund, as you've been doing most of the day. I think that perhaps in this final hour, we might be catching some of the people who spent some of the early part of the afternoon watching the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins. And if anybody hasn't heard the score, although Fred Manfred just gave it, the Skins beat the Cowboys 31-17. One of the things that I'd like to point out, Charlie, about raising money for the Jimmy Fund, I think that it's pretty important that it's going to help to cure children's cancer, but above and beyond taking care of the children who already have cancer, I think that it's important to realize that there's a great deal of research being done, and of course not only by the Sidney Farber Cancer Institute, but by a lot of organizations similar to them all over the world, actually. And it's not a kind of a disease that you can throw money at. We reached the moon in the decade of the 60s, and because we threw money at NASA, but you can't throw money at cancer research and say, I want a cure by 2 years from tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. But I think that we have to all be encouraged by that so many people who are alive today would not be were it not for research done at places like the Sidney Farber Cancer Institute. And research costs money. To have people spend all of their time doing research and checking various kinds of drugs. And so contributions are really urgently needed for that aspect of the Sidney Farber Cancer Institute as well.
Joe, a couple of words about both the effectiveness of the research that's going on down in Boston and also the way the funds are used. I understand that the Jimmy Fund and both the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston have one of the highest percentages in the country of the money that is actually put towards research.
Well, I think that's pretty important. Without saying there are good ones and there are bad ones, there obviously are when people contribute maybe to some organizations, maybe as much as one-third goes for promotional expenses. But as you say, the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute uses almost all of its resources for research, and most of the people who are attempting to raise money, like people here and last night at the banquet, are all volunteers.
Exactly. Many people this afternoon are just down here helping out, lending a hand. I'm also amazed at the number of people from both the radio station, also from the Greenfield radio station that was here this afternoon, and also members of the business community in Northampton that are just showing up just to help, and it's marvelous.
Well, I think it is too, and I guess we've tipped our hat many times to the work that Greg Adams of our staff has done. Greg, I think it's like the Festival at the Orange Bowl, New Year's Eve. Greg starts working on the Jimmy-thon, I think, in August, and it takes a lot of work to put all this thing together. And we're very happy for him. We're happy for the success, and we're happy that, again, this year Ken Coleman came out on a Friday, stayed over, and spent most of Saturday here in the greater Northampton area.
All right, you mentioned the name. When's the first baseball game on WHMP? Is it coming up soon, or are we doing exhibition games this year?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether we'll be doing the exhibition games or not, but I know that within a month, I guess, the teams will be going to spring training, and certainly there'll be spring training games in March, and I think the first game is early April.
So we're all set for Boston Red Sox baseball all season long.
I guess so, although I would imagine that the fans are going to miss John Miller. He certainly was a great addition to the broadcast team that Ken Coleman was the head of, but I suppose that they'll find somebody to replace him.
I got to tell you, there were some nights when I was on engineering the games back at the radio station where I would over a rain delay, and I know it's a terrible thing to say, but just to hear Ken Coleman and John Miller fill the time, it was marvelous.
Well, and of course, Miller does some great imitations of Vin Scully and some of the other well-known sports people. But and we'll miss them, but I think that that Ken and whoever they select will certainly tell us how the Red Sox are doing.
Okay, Joe Fennessy, thank you very much for stopping by this afternoon. This is Charlie Pellett, and once again, let us remind you about the telephone numbers. Haven't heard them ring in quite a while. 586-2721 is the number here in the Amherst, Northampton, East Hampton, Hadley area. And in Greenfield, for those people who are listening in the Franklin County, Deerfield, South Deerfield area, 774-2717 is the number. We do need your calls. We do need your contributions. And for the massive audience that we have down here at the Hampshire Mall in Hadley, also just a few pennies, nickels, or dimes, whatever you've got in your pocket, please reach deeply. Just give us what you can afford. Times are tough. I know that. But believe me, we need your help to help out the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. And Peter Keenan is with us once again. Peter?
Thank you. I'd just like to make an update on the autographed baseball. The presiding master of the Northampton Masonic Lodge bids $250 on the autographed baseball. In honor of this, their 250th anniversary year of masonry in Massachusetts, the bid holds up. The baseball will be donated to the playroom at the Shriners Crippled Children's Hospital in Springfield. We thank them very much.
That's definitely another very generous thing. So, again, let me see that. That's for the baseball.
That's
so
right.
The bid for the baseball has been upped over the Michael F. Curtin post of the VFW in Florence. Here, let me update it here on our sheet. But that's a nice donation there from the presiding master of the Northampton Masonic Lodge with the $250 bid on the autographed baseball, upping the bid from the Woman's Auxiliary of the Michael F. Curtin post earlier today. This is Greg Adams, and we're broadcasting with a cast of thousands, and I know that in the background you can hear all of the excitement going on as we're here at the Hampshire Mall, and all the people are celebrating the 1950s with a big sidewalk sale, and it's just getting to its climax now with a concert in the background. Can you tell? It's the Belmonts and the Cleftones, probably both together, playing at the same time the way it sounds in the background here at the radio. But there's an awful lot of people coming to the mall. And if you're one of the people who are on your way to the Hampshire Mall at this point, I implore upon you to stop by our remote broadcast site here so that you can be part of our big fundraising drive. And we're looking forward to perhaps reaching our $10,000 plateau. It might be a surprise, but, you know, I've seen the Northampton Amherst area do a lot of surprising things, and this would be a great example. And I'd feel so proud if we could hit $10,000. It's kind of a big goal, and I understand that. But with the people we've got working here, I know we can do it. And, of course, the most important part is the people who would call on the telephone at 586-2721. What excuse do you have for not calling and making a pledge to...